says in Ksubis on Daf Beis Amud Aleph of the Mishnah, Psula Nisitz Lemrevi, Psula gets married on Wednesday. Why? Because Besen sits on Baab Monday and Thursday. And Shemoyla Tainz Pesulim, if the Baal will have Tainz Pesulim, I mask from the Besen. It'll go bring the person to Besen. So the Rishonim is Kakasha, why you bring her to Besen for? The Maisin of Tess Amud Aleph, it says that you have a sex record to be matter. Maybe she was Mizana Taktav, maybe not Taktav. If it's not Taktav, she is Motor. Or even if it was Taktav, maybe it was Bainus. Spek is the Motor. So Rashi in the Mishnah answers, why? Matur Shiovila Bezdin, Yispaya Dover, Shaitz Akol, Shemi Yavoyo Edim. He'll come to Bezdin, and because of that, a call will go out, and there will be a beer. What will happen if she was Mizana or she was not Mizana? Rashi sounds like, even though Mikra didn't, she's Motor Spek Speker. However, since you can be Levar, you should go be Mevar. Taisus argues in Rashi, and Taisus says Etzem Svek Svek and differ Rav Noshim Amotar. However, there are two types of Noshim, two women who do not have a Svek Svekel. Sa'i have an Isha who married a Kohen, she did not have the Sofek of Oynus Rotten, either way she is also, you only have one Sofek or Taktav or Ein Taktav. Or you have an Isha who got married less than 3 years old, she only has the Heter of Oynus Rotten and not Taktav, one Sofek. Therefore, for those two Noshims, it's only one Sofek, a Sofek derives from the Chumro. However, since those Noshim are also Loipuk unto other Noshim, so it sounds like the Machlok is Rashi and Tosfos, if Svek Sveker, you have a Chiv to be Mevar or not. That's what the Chacham Sofer, Medu Abasu, and Rabbi Yisrael Manal says, what's the Machlok is Rashi and Tosfos? He says, it's a Pukta, Kadmoinim, it's early Machlok is, already, if you have a Chiv to Mevar, we have a Svek Sveker. What's the Machlok is, in Yerodei, in Simon Kuf Yud, in Siftes, there are more rights that even in case you have a cheskes isser, however the wing of the bird it broke, not sure if it broke mechaim or lachamiso, and even if it broke mechaim, the wing of the bird, did it puncture the lung and make it a treif or not? So we have a svek seker, even a verse of cheskes isser, we are still makel, and you do not have to mevar when the wing of the bird broke. Again, you have a svek seker, either it broke mechaim or lachamiso, and even the mechaim, maybe you did not make it to a treifo. Therefore, the more paskin, svek seker, epshle ruay, you can be makel. Even the verse of Chalke Sisser, the issue of Naftas argues, but Maestro, the Mosa, Svek Svek, Eshlevui, he can be Mavar. The, quoting a Truma Sedeshan, the Shach over there, he quotes Rashba, and says, no, forget, the Rashba says, let's say you have an animal that was Doris, and a lion stepped on an animal, and it wasn't sure if this animal became a chafe or not, and now this animal got mixed into another 100 animals. So every animal you pick up, you have a soft Svek Svek, maybe it was Doris by that reason, maybe not. And even if it was not Doris by the, even if it was Doris by the, maybe it's not come a trafer. Said the Rashi and Chulin Daf and Gimel Omid Beis. Still, you have a chiv to be mevar. So Machlokes Shach Malacha says you have to machmer. Unless they have some ruba, you have to be mevar by Svek Sveker, Luchur, which is Rashi Shito. And Tosfos Shito says you have not mevar, which is the Amal of the Trumas Adeshin. That's if some Sofer here says the Nesivus Beis Yaakov and Daftes are the same thing. That's Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. There's another Shiloh that Velum Mekhlaz over here in Nafez, who are different in Rabbeim Seyit, and Overfall, Vali Baruch, the Nissan Senshir, that even according to the Rajba, that you have a Chiv to Mevar, let's say you can only Mevar one the Svekis. You know there's no way you can Mevar both Svekis. According to Rajba, has a Chiv to Mevar, Rashi Shito, let's say you can only Mevar one the Svekis, you have a Chiv to Mevar or not. Zmuchach, from the Shach, the Goyin, the Beish Shlomo, the Rasham, they'll say Lalocha clearly that even though you can only mevar one, the Sveikis, still you have a chiv to be mevar. Why? As the Achronim explained, based on Mishlo Melech, of Pnei Yeshua, that since you can be mevar, it's not that you have a svek svek and you can be mevar. It's no suffix at all. Therefore, if no suffix at all, you have to go mevar to go be mevar. However, Rav Poiskim argue on this concept, Pescheshu brings down the Kvegar, the Nadi Behuda, Chavadas, and the Sivis, Shur Sakul, Torah Chesed, Binazodim, Dakachubi, Yoimim, Nachasvi, they all argue on this concept and say, if you can only mevar one, the Sveikis, Avadik on Mavar, if you only Mavar only won the Svek, you have no Chiv to Mavar. Fine, so we get again, we have two things that the Olam says in Avdeis, is first of all, Svek Svek Eshlo Vura Nats Machlogis Rashi Toises, Machlogis Shach and Amor. And second thing, even if you have a Chiv to Mavar with the Shach Fasan and Loch Lomai, so if you only Mavar won the Svek, you have a Chiv to Mavar, not that's Machlogis, and the right place can say you don't have to. Now to bring it down to Loch Lomai, so to cases that Negev, Kamal Avidani Yeshiva, or what's Negev, we have to take a step back. This is all Svek Sveker. What about Stam HaChazaka, Stam HaRoiv, Stam HaSovik Rabbanon? Is there a Chiv to Mevar or not? Before we get to Svek Sveker, what about regular Chazaka? We should vary going after chazak matayu or roiv after rabbi mahatas. You have a roiv. Do you ever chiv to mevar in those cases or not? So the Gemara Pesachim and Avdalid, the Gemara says, if you rent a house from a person on Yudal Nisan, and the shalif is chometz in the house, do you say it's cheskes bodek or not cheskes bodek? The Gemara says, what's the difference? My nachmina was shaylik. Who is the person you're renting the house from? If he did a bedik or not? The Gemara answers, it's a lesser. He's not around. He's not in the city. He's not around to ask him. The Gemara's maskon is it's cheskes bodek. What is the rishonim, very rishonim, and the pesachim clearly that be'etzem. The loch is, when you get a house from a person, it's cheskes bodek. The loch is cheskes bodek, gemara's maskana. There is no chometz in the house. Oh, he did a bittul, so don't let the rabbanon over here. Still, if he's in front of you, he's in the city, you have a chiyuv to ask him. You have to ask him, Moshe, you have to ask him. Why do you have to ask him? The ma'aseh, you have a chazaka. Because, since he's in front of you, he's there, you might as well ask him, he's there. However, if he's in a different city, if it's hard to get him, you don't have to. So even though you have a chazaka, and even though it's rabbanon and it's a chazaka, still you have a responsibility to go ask him. However, that's only if you can vary Bekal, when he's in the city, when it's easy to go find out if he did a bedik or not. If he's in a different city, it's Petircha, you don't have to go be Mavar. So again, the klal number one, even if a chazak, even by the Rabbanon, the Chiv, the Gemara says clearly, Yechiv to Mavar, when it's a beer of Bekal, easily. The Paiskim is Kashaylo, Beisosif, Maghreb Rom, they ask for Maisa, by Yudchas Trefis, if an animal has an extra Aver, a mitzvah Aver, the din is, you don't have to be Mavar. You don't have to. Why not? Go check the animal is a shape or not. Go check the extra varm or not. Why don't you have to be mevar? Says the Beis of Mokavram, the only rule, the din is you have to mevar, you have a chiv to mevar bekal, even when it's chazaka, that's only when there's a cheskes iser. Chometz you have in your whole, you have in your house all year round is a cheskes iser. Masha enkein. Yudchas shreifis, and there is no cheskes iser, therefore there is no chiv to mevar. So again, the so clown number one is first, you have a chiv to mevar bekal, when does a cheskes iser? That's by chazaka. What about by roiv? So roiv says the same thing. Yerodei and Simon Aleph. The loch is roiv sheikh the mumchim heim. Roiv sheikh the mumchim. The ma'aseh they do shechita. And you're not sure if they did a good shechita or not. The loch is roiv mumchim sheikh the mumchim heim. Shechita. However, it says in Shulchan Aruch, if he's in front of you, you have to go ask him. Why? Because even though one mumchim you have a roiv, still there's a cheskes. Still there's a chazaka. Of Enizavuach, Chalkis Enizav, and Mavar Bakal, he's in front of you, go ask him. If he's not around, don't know who the Shaykh is going to meet. If he is around, Vadi Yachim Mavar. So again, we have by Chazaka and by Roy, when there's a Chalkis Enizav, when you have a Chiv, to Mavar something that's easily, you have a Chiv to acquire something. That's where there's a Chalkis Enizav, where there is no Chalkis Enizav. Lamashal, you go in the Dira, you want to make an egg, crack it open, you open an egg, and there might be blood, oh, you have a drop of blood on the egg. You have a Chiv to Mavar if there's blood there or not. Lechu over there, it's Epsom of Arbakal. Very simple, go check if there's blood or not. However, there's no cheskes iser. There's no reason to assume there's blood over there. Says the Amachabin, Simon Samachbav, Enechlami, Mikadin, you have no chiv to check. No chiv to check. However, the Amos says, even though there is no chiv, no gula hachmer. The minig is, even though there is no cheskes iser, we are machmer to check eggs. However, he says, if you can't, Lamashal, it's a night, you have no lights. Or Lamashal, you want to eat it cooked. You want to cook it with the shell. So you can check if there's a blood spot on it or not. So Vada says, Yama, go ahead, cook it. You can have roasted egg, cook eggs. You don't have to check if there's blood. There's no way to check if there's blood there or not. So again, so Epshlevure, again, so if there is, you can mevar bekal when there's a cheskes iser, you have a chiyuv to. When there is no cheskes iser, like a blood drop, then the minig is to be machmer, we do check anyway, even though mikadin, you don't have to. Those are the two klolim. So now, to bring it down, the gate every day, Moshe, first on Shabbos. First in, Halachah, and come on Shabbos, that Yubay says, that when you go going out to the street to Shus Rabim, you have a mitzvah to check your pockets on Shabbos, or a chiv to check your pockets on Shabbos itself to see if you're carrying anything. The chiv, come over if you have anything in your pockets, see if you're carrying. Says the Mogav Ram, Lav Dafka, if you're going to Shus Rabim, who would you, let's say in your shrine, there is no way if you have to check your pockets or not, says the Mogav Ram, you have to worry about muksa. Check if you have muksa in your pockets. Check the Pima Gadim, why? Mai says, Sav Drabon, muksa Drabon, Sav Drabon, Lakula. So he answers, why can Epshel Ruhr Bekal? What's the big deal to put your hands inside your pocket? What's the big deal? It's also mutzi to have things in your pocket from the whole week. It's mutzi to have it there. So the Maisa, go check your pockets. So that's the Mishavua Paschim, the Simon Rishon Beis, at the end. He says, the Maisa, Isai, which is Yabim, Isai Karamlis, Isai Yamukso, you have a chiv to check your pockets. Why? It's mutzi to have things in your pocket, and Epshel Ruhr Bekal. Then you have a chiv to check, even your shlime, see you have things in your pocket, salt, mukso, salt, carrying.
Even not going out.
What? Even not going out? Yeah, staying inside. Stami, not carrying muksa. Another case, another nafkamina is, can you borrow someone's towels without permission? Now it's all, can him give his kindness every day. Or, as the Yaakov Kaplan told me yesterday, a guy went to him recently, and took off his towels without asking to do B'yechas Kainim. Took off his back, and like, where his towels go? So, do you have to ask a person permission to use the towels? But I saw over here in St. Gedalia, that by Mincha, the B'yechas Kainim, so Yossi first, the Gabbai, he went to all the bookshelves, took out the people's talisim, and gave it to people to use. I allow you to use the person's towels without permission, or if he's in front of you, you're allowed to use it, or you have to ask him to use it. First, to use it without permission, it's Porsche Alocha, in Simni Adalad, Narachayim, it's Evdalad. The Rechabah says that you're allowed to use a towel without permission. Why? Nichalei inish lasa mitzvah b'vamayinai. Tomorrow, I'm stuck in that valid. The person wants you to do mitzvah with his moment. Therefore, you're allowed to use a person's towel without his permission. Meaning, if he's not around, go use his color kavod. No problem. The Rechashulchan says, b'zman hazeh people are machmer. However, every place can go with the malach that were not machmer. They let people use your talisim. Now, let's say he's in front of you. He's right here. So you have to ask him. It's absolutely Ruba Kalis, on his back. You have to ask him. The towel is in front of him. Do you have to ask him or not? So if you tell me there's no cheskes sister, pashas you can say there's no cheskes sister. Why should you have to ask him? However, again, the Ramah says by Dam is Nogul Hachmir. Says Mishnah Berurah and the Prima Gordon. Think down the Gemara Pesach and the Prima Gordon says Vade Roy. It's only fit that you go ask him. He's in front of you, go ask him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Roy Lezor. The person in front of you, you want to use his talus, it's Roy Lezor to go ask him. Why? He says absolutely Ruba Kalis. Very simple. He's there, go ask him. That's by a talus. Wouldn't lechura be the same thing by lulav in the dira? You didn't buy lulav and etzik for sukkah, so you did. You left it somewhere. Whatever happened, can you use your friend's lulav in the dira or not? So to use it, the mechaber says the tofrech mem tes nicha in this last mitzvah of moina. Everybody can use it. The first and second day maybe not. I'll bracha brachem. It's not yours, not lechem. But afterwards you can use it. If he's in front of you, do you have to ask him or not? So lechura there is no cheskes issa. You can argue about that. Lechura there is no cheskes issa. So says the Mishnah again, Roy Lizar, he says, Avadi Sh'ith, he's in front of you, if he has a telephone, before he can make a phone call, in front of you doesn't mean Dr. Mamash in front of you, before it means, if you know his telephone number, he can make a phone call, go find out, if he lets you use it or not, Roy Lizar, go ask him. Another case that's very common in Yeshiva, is Svarim in Yeshiva. It's on the, in Yeshiva you have, Gemara is Shana Machredim, do you have a right to use someone else to say without permission? Void, if you do have a right, you have to check if it says, also established believe Yeshuas. Well, within the person's name, you know who he is, so you have to go ask him. These things, what do you do? So first, stop. Do you have a heter using people's phone without rishus? People want you to do mitzvahs with a mom. Do you have a heter? Says Ramah, and Simon, Yudalas, he brings out my swarm. He says, no, you have no heter. I, by talus, yeah, by tulum, yeah, and my swarm, not. He says, why? Why? He says, because the choshesh may be with it, and people don't want you to spend money. You're going to rip in the story of swarm. So Ramah says, you cannot use people's farm, why? Because maybe you end up ripping it and destroy it, it'll be a mazik. The Mishnah Berurah in Tafresh Nemtes, the Shayatin explains, lav dafka if you use it for Ian, but even for a short time, even for a moment, to ma'ayin into it, to the Shayatin, it's also why ain lecha gvul. We call it Shumat Hadeshin, there's no gvul, and therefore we ask it, one guy will say 10 seconds, one guy will say, what's an hour, one guy will say, what's a week. No, it's going to disappear that way. He says the Mishnah Berurah, there's no gvul, it's also. That's the Mishnah Berurah Shito, before with Ramah, that there is no head to use people's phone without permission. Mice and Yeshiva, the vinegar is two yes. Shell is now wife. So there are a different terms. Either the Chasholchon in Simeon Dalet says, La'ayin ba'alma, to ma'ayin into it, that's water, just look up something, that's water. Or you go to Mahalach, the Kafachayim in Simeon Dalet, says, Kotan Lamar Aleph, from the Chesed Avram. He says, Shul in the beginning was also to use it. But once people started using it, and everyone knows people use it, so now it's mutter, because people know people use it. The first people did it was Osir. Well, now it's really Makubal, it's really the Mahalach and Yeshiva, and everyone knows to use it, Avadi allowed to use it. You still have Sidurim, but Chumudin Chomashim, or Svarim, which makes no difference. That's the Svar. Well, another Svar they call Lekutei Maria says, Asvam is Manazah, not expensive, they don't have too much value. His lesson is, they're less than a couple of Prutas. This, if you walk down to the Mekhlat, you see all the swarm guys left over, they don't care about. There are hundreds and hundreds of swarm. These our swarm are not really that precious in our eyes. So those are the reasons why people are makel. They do use swarm as manazah. Either, again, because it's only in Ba'alma, because you know people are going to use it, or because it's not that expensive, and we don't really care if it gets ripped that much. Or another reason, the chats are being done as far as it doesn't rip that much, it doesn't get destroyed, those swarm are harder to were easier to get rid of. We have Tumaisa Umeikel. Yishlayin Wai, Tumaisa Umeikel. Now, do you have to check if it says also Shamash Blilishos? Do you have to check? So, I saw in the Ois Balacho, he quotes the River of Ephraim, that says that right people hold, right people let use it, which Yishlayin first and Shiva Smear, but let's say you assume right people let use the Sefer. He says, if you don't have to check, no need to check. You can go take a Sefer and go use it without checking. It says, also Shamash Blilishos. As one of the Chaim Berlin, as a Mashkir of the Chaim Berlin, asked me to bring me a Sefer, so I asked him to have to check. He told me, no, you don't have to. He said, however, afterwards check, why tell the guy thank you? But before, don't check. It's finished. However, Lechua and Svarah should not be any different than Talas. Again, by Talas, the Loch of Nichonish and Last of Mitzvah of Moinah, and Moshe explained that Shuba means everyone is masking, and still the Mishavu says, Roy Lizar, be very careful to ask the person if he's in front of you. Who near me? The same thing. If you can open up a Sefer and see if it says Oslo Shamash Blushus, it's Eshlevur Bekal, takes 1 second, and this is it's a din de reis of Gzela. So who you would have to check? I don't know why to be Mekel. Unless you want Taino to accept all the yeshivas, and certainly in the mirror there is no Roiv. Roiv, pick up the swarm in the mirror, more than half of them will say Oslo Shamash, or they give Tznoyim, only this Mokim, that Mokim, in Dal Namas, they have different Tznoyim. So who certainly in the yeshivas mirror, you don't have L'chua that to have Roiv. And even if you did, L'chua, you have the Mishavua by Talos says, Roiv Lizor to ask a person, who it did, it's Roiv Lizor to check if it says also Shamash B'lirushus, and L'chua should be no different, and L'chua you would have responsibility to check if it says also L'shamash. Let's say, you open the Sefer, it says the person's name, it says Shlomi Stillman, and it does not say also L'shamash, he's a nice guy, let's use it. But he's sitting there, he's right in front of you. Do you have to ask him or not? Who will be the same thing? Just like by Talos, Avadi lets you use it, but he's still Meshavu says, Roy Lizar, who would you know? The person's in front of you, L'chura, you ask him, can I use the Sefer? Even though it did not write any Issur in it, L'chura, the right thing to do is to ask him if you can use it or not. But that's by a mitzvah. Now what about a chesed? An object, not a mitzvah. You don't have the heter of Nicha Inish Batz, the mitzvah of Roy Noi. For most people, you go into a dira, you want to use a guy's towel, you want to use a guy's cup. You want to use his soda, I'll pay him back later, but you know I want to use his drinks, his water, I can use his bed. Do you have a right to use his things or not? So first, if you don't know the guy from Adam, you have no shaykh with him.
Is Ruhu Nikola in the
we assume, that's Allah for the Chazaka. Yeah, he left. Yeah.
But how do all the guys in
the Chazaka there? There is no Chazaka the egg is no chesed sefer. He also the chura over here. They also by
no positive
and still the mishabruah says Roy Lizar. He quotes the Gemara of Sochem. He says, "Look at the Gemara of Sochem on that one." He still says Roy Lizar. That's the thing. You want to be a little more mekel? No, Roy Lizar. Be very fit to be careful and go ask him. Now please go do it. He does say the chiyev. He says go do it. A person should do that. You want to know what to do? That's what you should do. When they have to, can they not? Well, you should do 100%, you should do it. With the lashon of the Pim Gadol, Vaday Roy, it's certainly fit. He's calling Gemara of Sochem, Davdal Mayanach Minu L'Shalinu. And that is a Chiyav, that Gemara is a Chiyav. The Chur over here, they're not saying Chiyav, they just compare it to that Gemara. They call the Gemara of Sochem, Davdal. So again, let's say something, not a mitzvah, a chayv is in someone's dira. Can you use it or not? The first, if you walk in the dira, you don't know the person at all, who is the son of Gzeilo, of Gzeilo, and who you have the right to use it. That's partial. Let's say you know the person. He's your brother, your friend, your chavah for years. And you know who's going to let you. Well, you're the Rosh Yeshiva, you walk in. The only tell him Rosh Yeshiva, no, you can't use my car. No, you tell him that. No, you know for sure. Rosh Yeshiva knows for sure everything you tell him yes. Can you walk in and say, Maisa, and use it without permission? Before the funnel, before the funnel. Can you stop and use it without permission? So there's Machoikis. Lalocha Tosfos about Matir Daf Bavayi says, based upon the machlokes of Bayi Verova of Yerushalayim Das Havi Yish Lo Havi Yish, we passing like a Bayi Lo Havi Yish. Therefore, it says Tosfos, just like if you do not know an object is lost, the locha is Lo Havi Yish. Who didn't? If you want to use someone else's chayfet, and you know he left, you know he left because your friend the past 20 years, he'll tell you yes. So Tosfos is also he does not know about it. Yerushalayim Das Lo Havi Yish. Therefore, you cannot use a chayfet without permission. So it never happened, never was. The case in Gemara is talking about Ashi and Mazutra. He went to a field. The Gemara, she was over there also. Same case. Walking to the field, And the guy said, maybe you won't let me have the field. He said, what about the Rashi? Is there Rashi living more? That's the case. So he said, no. Still, Yish Lam, that's Bavi Yish. Okay, step by step. Shach argues, the Shach says in Simon Shin Chav Ches, he says, not true, because Yish Lam Midas means, if I know you have it, it won't be Miyayish. But the Rosh Yiva, I know you had it, I'll tell me up, please take it. Therefore, the Shach Malach is, if you know your Oiva Koiva, you know he'll let you use it 100%, Avadi can use it. Halach Lamaisa had a Paskin, so the general place can on both sides, Machmim, the Ksoy says, Ik is like Toys, but you have to be Machmur. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is Machmur, the Aruch HaShulchan is Machmur, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is Machmur, they all say without knowledge you cannot use it, even though you know for sure he'll let you. The Mekilim is the Machna Fayim, based upon the Rambam, the Oni Gyontiv is Mekil, the Mishlom is Alman, the Lich HaShloim, and Perek Yutes, he says, the Ik HaLoch, the Ik HaMinik Yitzvi Mekil. The Minik Yitzvi Mekil was Kidu of Yadira, the Minik Yitzvi Mekil, or Chayim, the Minik Yitzvi Mekil, he says, except for things that get destroyed. Chutzmikoli, he says, the muscle of fruits, let's say you have an apple in the refrigerator, he says, then the minig is not to be made cold, because the guy wants it. The muscle, that means, even if you know your friend will let you use something, I mean, let you use your bed, he'll never tell you no. However, to drink his soda from the refrigerator, even if someone's out, even like Kilim say, we should be machmer. There's no minig to be made cold on something that's cold that would be destroyed. You cannot use something of a person's thing without permission if it's going to be destroyed. The minig, we're not makel for that. He doesn't explain himself. The Mazalman said the minig is not to makel for that. Again, the complex will mach mistamazoik. So there's Shulchan, Kitchukhan Aruch, the mach more of Shulchan. Even the Makilim, which Mazalman said the minig, he said not for things that get destroyed. Yishlai and Alokha. No, the Machlokh is even things that. That's the case where it comes from, but the Machlokh is even things don't get destroyed. Shach, but not for not for Shach's case, yeah. Not his case specifically.
What about a pen?
Oh, so I was wondering about a pen or tissue, things that people don't think is gets destroyed. It's meaningless, there's no value. It's actually the things that get destroyed. Look, what a pen? Pasha's not. Because it's not, no one looks at it being used up. Because it's meaningless, there's no value. It would not be nichol. But yesh lion, I hear the shayla. Let's say things, now, again, so first, if you don't know the person, you have to be machmer. If you know the person, and you know Shol Leyu, Machloikis, Shom Zalman, to be Mekel, let's just call it. Let's say you in the cereal, and every time you ask him to use his towel, he always says yes, 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 yes. Past 10 times, he says yes. The 11th time, he's not around you. Can you use it or can't use it? He always tells you yes. He didn't tell you, I always let you. He said yes. Each time he said, you specifically yes. So there, even the machmerim saying, there's a ready kula das, and he always lets you. Says the kid Shulchan Aruch, who is machmer, says, however, in this case, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the Shulchan, in this case, when he always told you yes, there's a kula das for the future that he always lets you. He says, l'mashul, the raya is that whenever someone comes to the house, and the Noshim gives stuff to either a shekel or put stock or give someone a drink, how can she do it? My says, the Baal's Mammon. Because he always says yes, you know he can say yes. It's all the way that he was a blind over, regardless if you want to do it. Don't say. Look, I'm a double. Easy on us. Easy on us. Don't say. Good try, I looked around and see no one says nothing. So again, first, if you don't know the person, you have to be machmer. If you know the person, certainly will tell you yes. Machmer is our play scheme. If he was the glamour that he always told you yes, then even for the future, you're allowed to do it. Now, let's say he's in front of you. Let's say you can be Mekel, like Shlomo Zalman. He tells you, and like Shlomo Zalman, it makes you Mekel because he's your friend who will always let you do it. Do you have to mevar or not? Of course, be no different than the talus. Just like the talus is in front of you, and in his last mitzvah, moinai, who didn't, if he's your friend, if he's in front of you, the chur, you have to ask him. Why? Because if the brew of a cow, the chur over here, the chur is a cheskis, this over here, maybe even have a chiv to mevar, the chur, you have a chiv to go ask him to say if he says yes or not. If he's not around, fine. But if he's around, the chur, you have to go ask him. Another case of halacha is in the morning, you put on your tzitzis. So the Chaim in Or Chaim, the Mechaber says in Simen Ches of Tes that a person should check his tzitzis before he makes a bracha to see if they're possible or not. Why al chashash bracha levatala? You have a chiv to check. What do you have to check? The person would say you have to check first where the eight strings get separated or on bottom, and then or in, and also Mishmur says or even on top, because there it comes possible. Both places you have to check. So why do you have to check? The Taz explains the Mechaber, the Rosh. The reason is because. Is that Be'etzem, there is a cheskes hetter. Yesterday was kosher. Today became possible. What happened to the cheskes hetter? Says the Taz, v'machmer only a chash brach l'vatolah. Av z'chumov, lo yisisa, shem ashev v'machmer. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says a different reason. You know why we check? Why? Efshel v'gurei b'kal. It takes you 10 seconds every day before you put in your tzitzit to check. That's why you have a chiv to check out efshel v'gurei b'kal. In fact, the Kamachroinim Dag Mavava right away on the page of Nadi Yehuda, I did no cheskes tzitzit. Yes, it was kosher, no cheskes tzitzit. Why do you have to check? So the way how we understand the Mishnevura and the Goyim seems to learn that two, there is no cheskes tzitzit. But since in the future a suri lifts like it's, the tzitzit in the future do break and do become possible. Therefore, since a suri lifts like the cheskes hetter of yesterday was shrach, and therefore you have a chila levuay, even though it's a bureau of Yechila v'ruei because it's a bureau of kal. Seems to be two things together. First, since it's breaking, it becomes possible eventually. So the original chazaka is shvach, and therefore, since you can mevar the kal, it takes you 10-15 seconds in the morning, you have a chiyah to mevar. That's the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, you have a chiyah to mevar, also efshel v'ruei b'kal. The Maisa, also the minhag seems to be mekel by numerous people, shall is why. So rather l'chadchila should do like the Mishnah Berurah, you should sack. However, there are reasons to be makel. The Rosh Hashulchan says this whole din, Mekor is a Rosh, this whole din is only a means chasidus. Avadi, no one says it's Mekadin. Means chasidus in check, which is not wrong to do. Avadi can do means chasidus, but Mekadin you don't have to. Or the Chavadas and Chelek Vav, Avadi Yosef, he brings with his Bekiyas, Kamal Makarim, Mekoris, Erech Anami, it's only means chasidus. Avadi, the Mechab does not mean it's Mekadin. It's only means chasidus. Va'id, yes, no, our tzitzis rip, is it a Suri lifts like? The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the reason why it breaks, he says in Simchas, because you used to step on the tzitzis and you used to work with it. No one steps on the tzitzis. It's not long enough. You don't step and doesn't rip that constantly. Or the Sharm Mitzrayim Balach explains, or Brown in Simchas, that those days used to work in the fields. They didn't go to the office, they didn't go to the yeshiva, they worked in the fields. When you work in the fields, your tzitzis gets stuck on branches, on trees, on bushes, on thorns. It gets stuck, it rips very easily. Your tzitzis, your talus, you get a talus. I don't know anyone whose talus becomes possible. They change it. Why? Because they change the color sometimes. The talus cotton, they don't like the color. Or more rips in the front than anything else. But the tzitzit itself don't become possible. They really just see becomes possible. Like kids, maybe. When you put in the washing machine, it rips sometimes. But otherwise, your tzitzit, if you get a good swing, they don't rip. Therefore, there are mekoris to be makel and say, our tzitzit is not a suri lifts like. And you can be makel. However, rather make a din, you should be machmer. Lost in this is 10 seconds, 15 seconds. Again, our Shulchan said these chassidus, Avad Yosef says it is, and the Sharm Tzim Malach explains it only because those days their oimid was used to rip. Hours before it don't rip, especially your talus, maybe talus cotton, but your talus, come on, never rips. So these are all in Yonim and Dinim in an Efshel V'ruei by Sofek, by Chazaka, by Roy. What about now by Sveksveko? Sveksveko, Efshel V'ruei. Again, I mentioned before, and before Machloikis wrapped in Tosis, if it's Sveksvek, you have to Mevar or not. This Machloikis, is a Machloikis by Tircho, where it's Mevar and it's Tircho, or it's even a Machloikis when you can Mevar Bekal. Again, we mentioned until now, come soon, we have a Chiv to Mevar Bekal, when the Cheskes Isser, with no Cheskes Isser, still really Zohar to Mevar Bekal. What is this Machloikis of Sveksvek and Efshel V'ruei? You say Sveksvek is other than Roiv, better than Roiv, Roiv you have to Mevar Bekal, with Sveksvek you don't have to, or Sveksvek you do have to Mevar Bekal. Says the Prima Godim, this machloikis of the Shach Ramah is only Sveksvek Efshel V'ruei is by Tircho. Bekal, everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that Sveksvek is Mevar, Bekal, easy. You have to be Mevar. There is no machloikis in that. That's the Kuli Alma. That's the Badai Shulchan passing away in Simchot Yud. The Mitzvah Yaakov, Kiv'egev, Pichotosh, the Archolkim hold otherwise. However, we'll go with this Mahalach. Let's say that this whole machlokes Efshel V'ruei on the phasing soup is only the tercho, going to bed and telling your wife to mevar the is a tercho. However, the kala even agrees you have to be mevar. If so, let's case it in nafkamino. Also in sex Efshel V'ruei is the muscle. Let's say in a dira, you're milking a spoon, touch your meat, your steak, just got from America. What happens to this meat? Is it, can you eat it or not? Vice versa, your fleshka spoon went to your coffee. So the shadows on the spoon, on the cup, and on the coffee itself. So everyone knows, the halacha is, if the kli is ainu b'nei yoimo, if the kli was not used in the past 24 hours, the halacha is that the food is 100% kosher. You take the spoon, milk your spoon, and touch your meat, and the spoon is not used within 24 hours, the meat is kosher, go eat it, enjoy it, kol hakavod. And what's the reason? Because anything more than 24 hours, in noisim tam lufgam, gives off a bad taste, and there is no iser. Let's say you're not sure if the kli is ben yoim or not, you're not sure, or the one the kli are and you have 10 of them in front of you, not sure which one is a ben yoim or not. Halacha and Simon Kuf Chavez and Yerodea is that we say stam kli is ain't a ben yoim. A regular kli is not ben yoim. Why? Sex faker, says Uldu Shenu, a sex faker. Maybe it was used not in the past 24 hours. But even if it was used in the past 24 hours, maybe still the belias, the tam, is nice and tam lukam, gives off a bad taste. You have a sex faker, the rush being done, a sex faker again. Maybe it was not used in the past 24 hours. Even if it was used in the past 24 hours, maybe it gave off a bad taste. So, if so, when you call for Rav, you tell Rav a story, my spoon touched the meat. Does the Rav have to ask you to use it in the past 24 hours or not? It's a sex faker. To ask you is a beer of a cow. And in this case, the cheskes nisser. However, you won't be mivar legam. You only mivar one suffix. You won't be mivar two suffixes. So, efshlevure, the cow by svek sveker is a chiyut mivar one the sveker by cheskes nisser or not. So, if anyone ever called up a rov, they right away the first thing they ask you is it bnei yoyim or not? They ask you right away. They ask you that. What's the reason? Because look on the page of Shulchan Aruch. Sechetshuva says you have to ask. Bar Sheva says. If you're Megodna passing away, Mitzchus Yaakov passing away, by the Shulchan, Chagos Binyom, Kriya Chodesh, they're all passing, even though, again, we mentioned before, and Epshel Vuhi is Machloikis, and Epshel Vuhi, but one is Machloikis on that. However, Epshel Vuhi, but Kal, even by one Selvig, everyone agrees you have to Mavar. Everyone agrees you have to Mavar. Therefore, when you call up, when you call up a Rav and say, the story that happens, first thing you ask you is the spoon of Bnei Yom or not, he's not saying Machan Svek Svek, because he can Mavar at least one of the Svekis if he's using the past 24 hours or not. There are Chol Kumon, the Goyin argues, the Rav Yosef argues. However, that Lechul Mekubal Psak, you have to Mevar, even one the Sveikis, whether the Cheskes Isser Bekal. Another Nafkamino would be to this Shailah, is you go to someone's house, or in your own house, and you have brothers and sisters who are less than 2 years old, 1 year old, and they have a diaper, and they wear diapers. They wear diapers. Now, you have to check if they wear diapers, if you want a bench, if you want to make a bracha, if you want to daven. Do you have to check if they made something in the diaper or not? What's the shiloh? First, you have a sophic. Did he make the diaper or not? One sophic. A second sophic is, let's say the soya is covered. How far do you have to mark it from the soya? How far? So the mishabu being down the machoikis, people got them. Do you have to mark it dal amish from the smell? Why? Because something kiyishlay ikr, as if it has substance, you have marking dal amish from the smell, not from just dal amish away from the smell, you the smell of 4 amish more. Or no, you have to just be masked from the smell. Misha ain't like him. So therefore, says the Shlomo Zalman, the Halach Lamaisin, the Lichus Shlomo Peyachov, you have a sex faker. Do you have to check a diaper before you bench? He says no. First of all, maybe he doesn't have a diaper. And even if he has a diaper, if you, when you're sitting, you don't smell it, eyes 2 feet away, so what? But maybe the Halach is like the Rashba that says, you do not have to mask down arms away from the smell, you just have to be masked from the smell itself. Sex faker. Therefore, says the Shlomo Zalman, and he says, brought down, that's how he was knowing in his own house. He never checked kids if they made a diaper or not. Give a sex faker. What? So what? As long as you don't smell it, so you have a sex faker. Either you have to be marked from the smell or dal amas from the smell. So maybe you didn't make a diaper. If you made a diaper, maybe you just have to go from the smell. So you don't even laugh. You don't smell it. Sex faker. So first you can ask a shayla l'chor, what? It depends on what he did, how much, depends on the diaper. Not where you are, you have...
At least from the...
No. It's coming around to... So what? Again, when something's covered, the shayla k'sheyesh le'ikr, ain't le'ikr. If he has no ikr, it's covered, I mean, let's say you're different with shus, okay? And the diaper is by, you're one side of the door, you're the other side of the door. Diaper is one side, you're the other side. So since you're different with shus, can misha aim le'ikr, maybe you get marked from the smell, the zehu. That's it.
Not
the lamas. The shell is when something's covered, what din is covered? By shus, it's from the smell. Something covered, what din does something covered have? Is it like a different with shus, or is it not the same with shus? Is it dal lamas from the smell, or from the thing itself? Or just the smell. We're machmir because it's suffix, then we only have one suffix. Then you have a suffix of a deraisa, you have to be machmir. But here you're not sure. Here's a sex faker. Maybe he didn't make. Maybe he made, you said you have to be machmir. So it's from the down for these 2 reasons, we make them. Go check. What's so hard? Absolutely, the cow. Go over and take a sniff. You might not like it, but you might even have a cow. What's the big deal? So first, there's no luchua, no cheskes sisa. That's Aleph. And second, is other meruim. I can tell maybe it's still really zoid. It's better to check. But here's sex factor, the other meruim, that's chazaka. Chazaka to sex factor. Sex factor? Yeah, there is. Meshuggah passing is sex factor in there. But Meshuggah passing is a common time, sex factor in there. In Simulant test, it says. What? It is sex factor in there also. Let's say my colleagues are placed, can we say sex factor? So Meshuggah says, even if both of them are sex factor in there, he says you say sex factor. We don't say Shem Chadu. No. Even in the din is din is sex factor. So the all might the all people are machmir and this in Kirelitz is machmir and the Mordechai Eliyahu, they're both machmir. So you do have to check a kid's diaper. For the ma'aser, Shlomo Zalman is mekel, Riashiv is mekel, the Chaim Knievsky is mekel, Shevi Alevi is mekel, Sion, Chacham of Bashal, they're all mekel. They're all mekel. It's wrote down that way in Zayis Bracha, the same Bracha. They're all passing to mekel, and you do not have to check a kid's diaper. Why? So again, Shlomo Zalman writes clearly because of sex factor. He's lying. I have a cow, so clearly there's no cheskes sisa. That's how it is. So it's only royal zar. So maybe we say that sex sake, we say royal zar. Yish lying. The others, the oil scene has two more sveikis. I didn't understand how he got his sveikis out. He had like four sveikis. The Avodna has another way to make the sveikis out. The Biyashiv has another malach. He says the ikka doesn't like the rash, but you don't have to machli dal namas from the smell. That's ikka aloha. We're machmer, but that's like, even though it's against the Meshavua, Meshavua is better than machmer. He's going against the Meshavua, Yish lying. So maybe the place come on makel. Can the Unzer place can make a why you have to look close? The most is the royal Lizar. The most is Shomazalman, Liashiv, that's what Shomazalman's own house of Noik, Liashiv, Kanievsky, Lutin, and Avos, they're all Makel. They have more Svekis. You should mind them exactly how and why and how they work. You should mind. So the most Skum was mentioned first. The Machloikis is Svekis, Esh Levu, and not Machloikis Shach and Amo, which I want to say Machloikis Rashi Pesis. Yevchit and Vayi won the Sveikis or not? Great person to say Yevchit and Vayi won the Sveikis. That's all by Tircho. What about the Kal and the Efsa Ruri not? So first by Chazok and Roy, we see the Gemara Pesachim. Yevchit and Vayi the Kal. When there's a Cheskes Issa, Yevchit and Vayi. With no Cheskes Issa, it's still Roy Lizor. You should be Mavayi. When there's Efsa Ruri the Kal. But Moshul and Akamina. First by Chometz, you rent, go to hotel, you down listen. You have to Mavayi not? Yeah, go cool down. Issa the Bedika, the old town you know anyway. There's no Chazok in hotel. And you have to go to Bedika, or Yidchas Trefis, there you don't have to check. Why? Because there is no Cheskes Issa. By Shchito, if you go by an animal, from person to Shchito, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to check if Shulchan Aruch is if he's a Mumchanat. Blood of the eggs, the Amos says, Roy Lahachmer, the Minigas be Machmer to check the eggs, unless if you can't, if you want to cook it or not. Shabbos, you should check your pockets to see if you have any Mukhtar, else if Shulchan Aruch Bekal. A Talus, if you want to use someone else's Talus without permission, you have a right to a Nich in the Shlosser Mitzvah. However, if he's in front of you, again, the Shabbos says Roy Lizar, you should ask him to use his talus. A Lulav, can you use it without permission? Yes. However, if he's in front of you, again, you should ask him. Another shell by Lulav is the Ka'ara, the brown thing on top of a Lulav. Do you have a Chiv to knock it away to see if there's a Hemnik or if it's split or not? Machlok is a place, can you ask for Ruhe? Biyashim says, yeah. Bavazin says, no. Poor Tolish Shem Shailo. By Svarim, do you have to. Can you somehow save without permission? So, Mishmur says, no, Shlomo Zalman says, we shouldn't. However, the minigas we make either because it's only in Ba'alma, or because it's ready in Mekubal that way, or because it's not that much, that expensive. Do you have to check if also Shamash Kali Rishus? River Tefam says, no, based upon Roiv. Nearly, the Chur, you would have to. It's Roiv Lizar, Nichol, and Mishmur, you would have to. Still in the Yeshiva Smir, you don't have Roiv. Using someone else's Chavitz in the Yeshiva, someone else's chayfet, stam not a mitzvah in a deer or not, can you use it or not? If you don't know him, it's some device l'chumrah. If you know him, you say, Meshuvah, let me. Machol Yisrael Poyeskim, Shlomo Zalman says, the minig should be mekel, unless it's koli. If he always told you yes, then he allowed, then everyone agrees you're allowed to use it. If he's in front of you, l'chumrah, where he's on, you should ask him again, if you let me use it. That's in the case only when you're sending on the Mekilim, and sending on the Shach, l'chumrah, you have to ask him to use it or not. Where he's on, that's the Rubikal. Sittis in the morning, Mishavu again says you should check Epshul of Rebekal, or Cholkum will say you can be Mekel, by Cleve is Ben Yeminat, also the same Shaila, Epshul of Rebekal by Svek Svekel, the place can do is give his Ben Yeminat, And by diaper, they would make only say you don't check a diaper if a kid made it not to make a bracha. Yishmain, why? But that's how the place can pass him. Maisa, why did the Chomim mechayv you to mevarish something to mekal? Why? Why in the Chetzik is the mechayv you? Maisa, you have a chazaka, you have a roiv, roiv is akrab mahatis, it's in Torah, you have a seventh rabbanon, you have a sex cycle, why would it be made, why would it be machmer? So, Meshulah Shasham explains in, by Chassidus and Precious, what's the point of Chassidus and Precious? The Maisa Torah said, Tarek Mitzvahs, why are you doing more? So he says, because that's what's not by a Kashbach could not be mechayv everything upon everybody. Why? Because Iyashalamoy, the people couldn't do it. However, when you reach a madrega, when you understand what Hashem wants, the few madrigos, you should do Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem, a person, the few madrigos, he has a chiv to do. A muscle, Shlomo Zalman Shiva says, a kid is 12 years old. He tells his father, you have a chiv, let's say you're like Tosis, chiv chinuch on the father. Kid says, you have a chiv chinuch, you have to mechanach me. Me, I can do all the various I want. I'm not by mitzvah, I'm la by mitzvah, la by oinish, you have a chiv chinuch, why can't I do whatever I want? I go steal, go speak Rosh Noah, go do whatever I want. Can a kid do whatever he wants? He do whatever he wants. Go do any yisur. So the Shlomo Zalman, the fact that we don't want him to do it, and the parents have the right to punish him and hit him, and any person doesn't have the right to punish him, we see that what's not boy is what? To do, to be mechanach. So says the Shlomo Zalman, there's an yisur for the kid to do anything against his father. What's the yisur? What lam the Torah? What I say? Ratzon Hashem. There's a concept of Ratzon Hashem. The kid knows what Hashem wants, and he can go to the yisur because call me that day, or call me the lab, call me that say. He knows what Hashem wants. There's an issa of Ratzon Hashem. Who it is, that's what Chassidim Precious is. There's a chiv of Ratzon Hashem with Fimadrig also.
Why is it because
you're touching the Torah? No, Fimadrig also. If you're holding in certain areas in life, you touch the also. No, not... He knows it. Yeah, he knows it. You're not supposed to steal, right? So he, even though there's no lav and no asay for him, his Ratzon Hashem, his Chassidim Precious is not to steal. His madrigal is not to... That's his... Yeah, 12-year-old knows not to steal. No, he has to go to Hashem. Everyone will see the madrigal has to go to Hashem. Every person. Nifal Hu Hudin, by using some of Sefer Gzela, everyone knows what's in Hashem is not to use some of Sefer without permission. The Epshlev Ruhi Vakal is very simple to find out. Just go check this. They also establish the Yerushas. Takes you 1 second. Tell me, no, we have Chazak, we have Roiv. Ratzon Hashem is not to use someone else's thing without permission. Avadik, you should go to Mavar. That's a Sfor of Yitzoyna. That's before Ratzon Hashem. Takmi, Zoycha, the God, Mahalach, Ratzon Hashem, and Shri Mikalos, easy.